Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a gift that was from perhaps an inside job of a kicker.
You think double agent?
Maybe.
Parker Romo?
Like, honestly, I'm not ruling it out.
First missed extra point of the season for him.
Oh, is that true?
I know. Oh, yeah.
Field goals. That I
yeah, yeah. He's missed a couple field goals, but he was really good early. And so he probably was the better kicker in camp.
No,
now, he didn't.
No,
He wasn't drafted by the team, so I didn't really think he was going to make it.
No, but we were.
Yeah, yeah. We were there.
Brags. We were here at training camp and watching the kicking every day. And
he was
the
better.
Breakdown every day.
Yeah.
He outkicked Borgalis. Now, there's more that goes into that decision.
Oh, yeah.
And clearly, the Patriots got it right. Borgalis has hit everything since he missed one week one against the Raiders. Romo looked awesome week one, hit a million kicks on, I think it was Sunday Night Football, and then hasn't been the same kicker since. And it hasn't been as good as Borgalis. They nailed it. We were second-guessing it in training camp. We were second-guessing it when the roster came out. We were second-guessing it after week one when Borgalis was going one way, Romo was going the other. Not only did they get it right, but it comes home to roost in a game at Gillette Stadium this year. And it's another sign of, A, the Patriots are back, Keith, and B, like there's some of these things going on, these cosmic forces with the Patriots that continue to work out with them in a season where they're doing way better than we anticipated at 7-2.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it really matters, but in a few weeks, not seeing Cam Scataboo and Malik Nabers, you know, not seeing Joe Burrow,
yeah.
Like those are also like classic Patriot things where, again, not their fault, right? Like they have an easy schedule. Okay, that's the way it goes. Oh, the team you're playing's starting quarterback gets hurt? Sorry. Like that's the way it goes, right? And so they have some of that coming up. We'll see what receivers are standing for the Tampa Bay Bucks. They've been in and out of the lineup all year. But yeah, that's just how it goes. But usually they're the ones reaping the benefit of it, you know, getting 10, 11 wins, and part of it is that.
Yeah, so I after that kick, play it differently.
All right.
Romo hits the extra point. How would you have felt about the Patriots' chances of winning the game?
A little dicey.
Yeah, I didn't.
They had not been rolling offensively in the second half, and you just saw – not that Atlanta was a house of fire, but they were coming off of a good drive, right? Like
really their one real drive of the game. They had a couple of short fields, one really short field after May's fumble, another short one after a turnover, interception rather, and even their first touchdown where London scored. They only went 53 yards. They did it easily in five plays, but they really had one real drive, and they had just done it, Keith.
And, you know, you're trying to think, like, I forget if – had we seen Christian Gonzalez come back in the game yet? Or we saw – you know, so you're like, all right, if they don't have him
– he didn't return on that drive, no.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So, like, if they had gone to overtime where they're like, all right, I don't love the chances the Patriots were going to march down and score. And then if Atlanta gets the ball, whether it be in regulation or if that game went to overtime, you're like, just pick on the backup corners. Like, that's what they were talking about. It was a Charles Robinson and McCourty. They're like – you got to try this. You got to throw on these guys. And they didn't really go nuts at it at all, which they should have. So, yeah, at that moment, no, I would not have felt great about it.
So the Patriots scored 21 points in the first half. It could have been a 21-7 lead at half. Maybe they tack on a field goal. Could have been 24-7 getting the ball to start the second half. It all turned on that May fumble. They scored on their opening drive of the second half, Keith. And May fumbled on the first play of the second half.
Where
he just kind of lost it going to the ground where he felt real loose with it. He was then, they got all the way down to, what was it? The Atlanta, like five or something like that. He got sacked on second down.
They got to the five.
Second and goal. Then it's a third and goal from the 14. They don't convert. They have to settle for a field goal. So their first drive of the second half feels like they're still kind of rolling. 24-14. 15 plays. They eat up a ton of the clock. And then they really do nothing for the rest of the game offensively. May throws a pick on the next drive. Patriots kind of have a drive to nowhere. Eight plays, 31 yards, where they have to punt. That's the one you complained about where they didn't really pin him as deep as maybe you thought they should have.
Yeah. The good pass to Diggs, right? That was
on third and 12.
Yeah, they had
and then
that.
There was another third and 12 where he missed pop. That's one of the plays down the field where I felt like, you know, they're not totally on the same page. Patriots then go three and out. They get the ball back again after the Falcons punt to them, and then they're able to run out the clock on the third down conversion to Henry, but they really didn't do much there.
No.
So I didn't love their chances if Romo hit the extra point. Honestly, there was a lot of time. All they needed was a field goal, but the way they were moving the ball or not moving the ball, I didn't feel great about it, but the good news is it didn't matter because the kicker blew the extra point.
Yeah, this is one, again, a lot of years you feel like you play like that or you execute like that just in the second half alone, you're not going to win. And you're going to be talking about, oh, we need to learn from this and we need to be better. That still applies, but you got the win and you're 7-2. And so another team that's 7-2, the Denver Broncos. Are they lighting the world on fire? Or do they look great at all stops?
They barely beat the Jets in London. That was an
barely. Oh my god! And they're down
beat
big.
The Texans yesterday, right? They were down huge to the Giants.
Right. So they didn't. They didn't score, you know, 20 points in the game, and yet they win on a field goal. And they're doing that against some bad teams, or at least teams like Atlanta, maybe even worse than Atlanta. So there is something to be said about like there aren't style points. Like, we, from the outside, can look at it and be like, oh, you'd like to see this, that, and the other thing against certain opponents, but it's going to come down to what their record is. And so you can use all that and say, all right, what's your confident level going into Tampa Bay? And if you were going to say, just based off of how they played in the second half, it probably shouldn't be very high. However, I like the whole direction the team is going in. I love the way Mike Vrabel is just taking complete control of this thing. Everybody is on the same page. And you're like, I think they're going to come out of this better than they were. Doesn't mean they play four perfect quarters on Sunday.
No.
But I just feel pretty good about this team overall.
Well, and I think, you know, you've highlighted Vrabel's message a couple of different times where it's like, hey, it's better to learn in a win than learn from
I love that. That's a good line.
Honestly, Mahomes had a similar line yesterday after they lost. Mahomes is like, you can only learn so much. You can only lose so many of these games and learn so much.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the flip side of it.
Yeah, because they lose to Buffalo, and Mahomes kind of had a similar line in the opposite direction. And
that was the old Chris Sale his last year here. He's like, I got to be better. It's like, yeah, we know. Or like Cam Newton. Cam Newton was great. He was a good soundbite, but you're like, you guys are losing every week.
Yeah.
He's like, we got to be better. Yeah, I know.
When I hated watching Cam, but like listening to him. Now I'm back to not liking even listening to him that much.
It's a twist.
Based on some of his Drake May analysis, although if he's smart, he gets in some of that analysis this week.
Oh, yeah. Now you have a little more ammo, although the counter would be they did win the game. And he
did.
He'd be rating over 100 again.
200 yards and 100-plus rating, and he's done it 8 straight games.
Is there a new
only one quarterback's done more of. He's now tied a bunch of quarterbacks who've done it 8 times in a row.
Tied Mahomes, right?
Same list. Mahomes.
I think it's just Rodgers.
Rodgers once. I think Manning and Brady in 07 are all on it. The only other one is Rodgers again, who did it 12 straight.
Right. Also in an MVP season.
Season. So, yeah, that's a
pretty good.
But, yeah, Cam, get your licks in this week with Tampa coming up. Anyway, perhaps one of the reasons they won, Keith, is they're back to their cheating ways, if you believe Raheem Morris.
Yeah, this is a new one for me.
Now, I read these comments first, and I thought they were much more inflammatory than listening to them. You disagree, Keith.
So I do. Let's
listen to Raheem Morris.
Okay.
This is on the Falcons' final offensive possession. They had the ball. It's where Penix wasn't ready for the snap, kind of got fumbled, not caught cleanly, rather, and he kind of spikes the football. There's an intentional grounding, puts the Falcons behind the sticks. They decide to punt it back to the Patriots, which I disagreed with, thought was a bad move, but that was the decision. Raheem Morris was asked about the intentional grounding. Here's what he had to say about it after the game.
You know, they did a nice job. They simulated a snap. The ball came early. It was snapped early within that snap. That was when we got the intentional grounding. Nice job by those guys. Great situation to football. Great play. They were clapping, simulated our snap, got us to snap the ball. And that's where the ball was snapped early on Mike when he wasn't ready for the snap.
We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
So I'll tell you, I wanted those to be, again, have more edge to him, have him sound more like Mike Tomlin a few years ago, where he's real pissed.
Done, my friend.
real pissed about the Patriots radio network and their headsets. I heard it and was a little disappointed. You heard it,
yeah,
Keith.
So I operate under the guideline that everybody is sarcastic at all times. Now, this isn't always the case. And so you can get into some hot water. You can read things the wrong way. But especially in this case, excuse me, when a head coach is like, yeah, but good for those guys. Because it's not really like, hey, great job. Because what he's talking about or what he is saying that the Patriots did is a penalty.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep, right? So, like, on the one hand, he's not. I guess he doesn't want to like blast the refs and maybe get fined for it. But it's like they got away with the penalty. But they, so good for those guys. Yeah. But good for those guys.
Good situational football. Good for those guys.
Good for those guys. They did a good job. Good situational football. But what he is saying is they cheated. Like what he's saying is what they did. Great job by them, by the way. But that should have been called, and we shouldn't have been in the spot that we were in.
Also, it's the NFL. Why are you clapping?
Like especially like on the road in a like final the fourth quarter, you don't think there's a few people clapping? Like give me a break. No, but what he's referring to would have been a penalty, and so he's obviously pissed about it, and he's sort of saying like that's why that.
Happened. I don't know that he was pissed. He didn't sound that pissed.
Yeah, I think he is though.
I agree with you. On the one hand, he's just answering a question that he's asked.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you don't have to volunteer that information.
No.
Probably on some level does bother you.
Because they weren't like talking about it on the broadcast or anything like that. No. Or there was no talk about it at all.
Nice job by those guys. Great situation in football. Great play.
That is sarcasm. That is definitely sarcasm.
But I don't want to let the Patriots off the hook, given their laundry list of accusations over the years. I don't want to let them off the hook. But have you seen anything that indicates it, like on any replay or any cop or anything? Like, I haven't seen it either.
No.
I know Milton Williams after the game, our guy Milkman, unbelievable pass rush there, maybe because he knew the snap count.
Where on the field would you have to be to really get that to work? With, like, the linebacker? Like, where would you be?
Who has to be clapping? Like,
for the center to think that it's the quarterback.
Right.
You can't line up in the backfield. That's a penalty.
The D linemen with their hands on the ground can't be doing it.
They're not doing it.
So, yeah, and everybody else might be too far away. So, yeah,
and if the corner's doing it, you're like, okay, that guy's clapping like an idiot. Yeah. I don't know why he's doing that. So I really don't get this one. It is, but it's such a Sour Patch Kids excuse.
Milton Williams says, I didn't hear any clap. He says, I'm looking at the ball. The ball moves. I'm gone.
That's a good line.
And he was gone.
He's awesome.
On that play. Vrabel talked about it with the media about 2 hours ago. He spoke about it with Greg this morning.
Yep.
Here's the exchange with the Greg Hill Show. He joins him every Patriots Monday on what he has now deemed hashtag clapgate.
Morris, after the game, called out the guys for simulating a snap. Do you have any response to that?
I don't. I mean, I didn't see anything. Like, is that fake? I don't know.
It was a magic clap. It was
a phantom clap.
I clap all the time. Like,
I mean, the quarterbacks, when they want the ball, it's like. I mean, I didn't see anybody doing that. And then we don't, like, do the clap.
College clap. College offense clap. Everybody's doing it.
I mean, it could be like an errant clap.
But I mean, I do see that when the quarterback, like when it's like the silent, and it'll be like.
Yeah, like right.
But I don't see anybody like do that.
I don't have either. Yeah, I don't know.
Clap gate.
Right. Yeah, Stretch, yeah. Stretch up there. Stretch sees everything. He might know.
It was Stretch. That was new. I didn't see that. I just know. And then maybe that's a testament to our fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got loud and I could hear mm-hmm. the energy. And so thank them for that. But that's a good point. I didn't see anything. And I'll let you guys go investigate.
Okay.
To Nick's point, you're an NFL offense, fourth quarter of a road game, 1-point game, and you're just relying on clapping? Like, maybe come up with something else so that isn't a problem. Or so you at least can't blame it. I personally don't think it was the problem, but that's what Morris decided to use as an excuse for why that play and ultimately cost them a chance to even move down the field.
I also like Brable being like... Your hands clap. I said, I can make your hands clap. Yeah, again, careful with isolating that audio. I don't want the SEC yelling at us over what you hear there.
Yeah.
But no, I do like Vrabel saying...
I'm going to...
I do like Vrabel saying that it must have been our fans must have been so loud. It must have been our fans clapping. Like, no, if your fans
it definitely
were really
was.
Loud,
yeah.
I don't think they would have heard any clapping. Alleged clapping on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Clapgate, though.
Clapgate, though, is starting it. But I like Vrabel also like leading into this... franchise having all these different gates
that's
associated
true.
With it. Like, why not?
That's true.
I'm going to hide from it.
I could have sworn that was your ex-wife, but I'll tell you, that's a new name and a new gate potentially for the Patriots. Meanwhile, they lose Christian Gonzalez for a stretch in that game yesterday. In a good sign, Gonzalez meets with the media, returned to the game yesterday, and seemed none the worse for wear. He's Gonzo after the game.
Yeah, it was a good route, good coverage. I mean, it's two big time players, you know, going to fight for a ball, and you know he came down with it, but you know I'm glad we got the win.
Did you get hit? Like, what happened? Did you hit your head or
what was it? Yeah, I just landed, hit my head. You know, just gotta be careful with that, but I'm good.
Christian, did they put you through concussion protocol after that happened?
Yeah, I'm good though.
So you're cleared.
I'm good.
He's good.
He's good. And, you know, I guess I wouldn't feel too concerned about him missing any time. Although, as we went through last week with Drake May, I think Vrabel was asked about it the day after the game.
Yeah.
Sometimes these symptoms, even if you pass immediately, come up the next day. So I guess he's not totally in the clear yet. I'd expect him to be out there. My initial reaction, though, was, well, here we go again with Gonzalez. And I don't mean to say
Eeks.
What we were saying about him in the offseason, which is, is this guy doing everything to get back out there? Is he pushing himself? Just, it didn't look great when he hit the deck.
No, and really none of that looked great. I mean,
that'd be a big loss if he's not out there.
Oh, it'd be a huge loss, especially with maybe teams see what they can do if they have the big receivers, which a lot of teams do have big receivers. And you say, if you can get him matched up on Marcus Jones, he's a great player.
Go
he's competitive.
Feast.
Yeah, but just he physically can't do it. Because that Gonzalez sequence was as rough as you could possibly go. Like, I don't think his agent's going to use that one when he's negotiating for $200 million. He's like, see on this play, he committed a penalty, gave up a catch, and got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, let's delete that one.
Yeah, I think his coverage grade in the slot went down quite a bit.
That was not ideal.
After Drake May mossed him a couple of times. But no, you're right. That really, or Drake London, rather, it really couldn't have gone any worse because, as you said, he makes the catch on him.
Yep.
Gonzo gets penalized.
Well, he interrupted his route first, which was a penalty, and then he went through, still made the catch on him, and then he got hurt. Yeah.
So as about the only thing that didn't hurt him was
the injuries. I mean, the injuries are like they've been pretty clean this year. The Patriots have. Now, obviously, Gonzalez might be your best player, and he missed the first handful of games. So there is that. But now Ramondre Stevenson missed this week. Kayshon Booty may missed most of the game and may miss now. Well, I don't know what's going to happen to him.
Well, Vrabel again, just
day to day.
Vrabel said day to day, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be doing much early in the week. So I'd say his status at best is in the air for Sunday.
So we'll see how they sort of deal with all those. And you do have the trade deadline tomorrow at 4. And I'd put running back on the list anyway, even ahead of wide receiver, even ahead of safety. I still think running back, even if Stevenson didn't have a toe injury, would have been my top priority. And now that he does, it's not like a season ender or anything, but even still, I would for sure put that at the top of the list.
So I was going to ask you, should they act any differently because of the injuries, specifically Stevenson? We don't know. They have a good idea. We don't know. And I guess Booty as well. Should they act any differently at the deadline tomorrow?
So running back, no. I would act the same, whether he's there or not. Receiver, depending on what they think with Kayshon Boutte, and if you can get somebody, because before I was saying, like, you don't want to add somebody to the room that, I don't know, is he like the fifth guy? Like, what does that even really do for you?
We mentioned Shahid, who's a nice receiver.
Yeah, like, I'm out on that.
He's not really upgrading.
Yeah.
I mean, speed-wise, maybe, but he's not really upgrading much in your room.
But now,
Booty's going to be out.
Yes.
Maybe you treat that differently.
Well, now it is a little bit different because you're like, can you get somebody to jump in right now and be more involved in the offense than Kyle Williams? Maybe. Now, if you were like more involved
than... I've quite frankly
seen say yes.
Kyle Williams.
Well, like for this season, it doesn't seem like he's going to be a big
help. Out maybe big picture. And look, I threw in the towel on Pop Douglas a few weeks ago too, and he's answered back in a big way. So
yeah, so like now I think there are less guys available outside of like the big ticket guy like AJ Brown that are definitely better than Mac Hollins for this offense this season. Mac Hollins and Pop Douglas, but there's got to be somebody more effective than Kyle Williams. So maybe because of the Boutte injury, you do look at that a little bit differently.
Graziano wrote about some of the specific names that could move at the deadline linked to the Patriots. He mentioned all the Miami edge rushers. One of them already moved, Jalen Phillips to the Eagles.
Eagles.
Who have traded for pretty much everybody. Bradley Chubb and Matthew Judon as well. I'm not real interested in a Judon return.
No.
And I don't necessarily see the Dolphins doing that. The running backs he hit on, I know you like Breece Hall, Keith.
Yeah, that'd be my top choice.
Your number one trade target. Any of these other running backs interest you? Jerome Ford?
No.
Jalen Wright?
No.
Tony Pollard?
Yes.
You like Tony Pollard?
Yes.
Chuba Hubbard?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, if they can make a move like that, I don't really think that drastically changes their running back room. But something like that.
Breece Hall would.
Today, I'm sorry. Hall, definitely. Those other
four. Oh, the other guys. Yeah.
Yeah, to me, they should be adding between now and tomorrow's deadline. And the sense I get... We played you a clip from Bedard. I've read enough from the local beat writers. I've heard enough from the national guys. They're not going to defer from their plan. This is a multi-year rebuild, etc. I'm not bracing for a move between now and the trade deadline, but I hope they do, and I hope I'm wrong about
it. Can we not say it's rebuilt? I think it's rebuilt.
That's what I thought.
Things have been rebuilt.
But now I've heard this enough times, too. Like, I think Breer said it. Bedard said it. Like, the Commanders are a cautionary tale. And it's like, oh, so somebody here is saying that. Like, I've now heard that enough different places where I'm like, people within the Patriots are pointing to the Commanders as a cautionary tale. And as I said earlier, I don't think they're bad because they gave up a fifth rounder for Debo. Like, I don't think that's why they're bad. I think they're bad because their quarterback gets hurt every week. I think that's why they're struggling and that's why they're bad. I don't think it's some of their late round day three picks that they gave up for good players. I personally don't think that's their problem.
Jaden Daniels has missed three full games, let alone the games he like got knocked out of. And Terry McLaurin's missed like five games.
Bingo.
That's why they're not as good.
And I'm sure they're playing a tougher schedule. They probably were never as good as they showed last year. But just because the Commanders got worse and their quarterback gets hurt every week doesn't mean you don't make trades. Like, I don't get that. But
either.
That sounds like the logic it coming does. Out of, this football facility. Jones and Keith live at Gillette Stadium here today on a Patriots Monday. You want to line up for WEEI afternoons? You can. 617-779-7937. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Dan Ball. Plus, Drake May going to join them a little after 2 o'clock. 2:05 is the last that I heard. So keep it locked in here on a Patriots Monday. They'll talk to Marcus Jones as well. Hopefully he already signed that contract in ink. Hopefully that's already done. And the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Uh-huh.
We will get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.